In recent months, we have seen warnings provided from many experts within the artificial intelligence field. And while AI experts continue to forecast a dangerous future for the technology, artificial intelligence has certainly been implemented into the healthcare system, with the last report finding that 86% of healthcare organisations use some form of AI. Artificial intelligence has helped doctors across hospitals globally with predictive models, helping with the treatment of patients. Neurosurgeon at Duke University, Orion Gottfried, provided us with some insight into how the medical sector has evolved alongside AI.
And then we also use predictive modeling for patients in the hospital to say their risk of dying while they're in the hospital. We have other models that help tell us which patients are ready to go for surgery and which ones aren't. Our model will look at the surgery itself as well as all of their risk factors compared to over 100,000 patients at my hospital. And sometimes people have a hard time understanding the medicine. And then to compound things, they need to make personal decisions that are going to have huge ramifications on their lives. So I think AI could be beneficial for education.
While there seems to be many positive strides in the health sector when it comes to AI, there are worries from experts in the medical field around false information and the implementation of human biases into the technology. US emergency healthcare physician Dr. Awey Durrani gave us some downsides to artificial intelligence in the healthcare system.
I personally want us all to be cautious with is that making sure that we don't just pass on our biases to AI. If it looks at, you know, false information on the internet and it gives you an answer or a plan based off of that, then it's going to be a flawed plan. Now in healthcare, I've experienced with US healthcare, there are a lot of flaws when it comes to neglecting people of color, when it comes to neglecting certain age groups, when we talk about what the presentation of a heart attack is or of certain medical conditions, it's based on white men between the ages of 40 and 60. That's what kind of the benchmark is.
While the future of AI in the healthcare sector has room for optimism with the prospect of doctors saving more time and patients, there seems to be a clear message from experts that we must tread carefully with artificial intelligence. Thomas Burns, City News International.